We will go ahead and get started. Want to welcome everyone to our city council meeting on November 10th, 2025. It's a double header tonight, so we have two meetings back to back. We'll start one at 5:30 and then we will start another one around 5:45. So just wanted everyone to know that we have two meetings this evening. Thank you all so much for being here, staff and council, all of our guests, welcome. So glad to have you. I'll open the meeting now at 5:31. First item on the agenda is our invocation, and I'd like to invite my good friend, the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley, pastor of Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church and the Associate Director for the Advocacy Center for Crime Victims and Children. We're so glad to have you. But more than that, he's also a Woodway resident, and so happy to have you tonight. If you'd like to come and lead us in prayer, thank you for being here.
Thank you. We've been citizens in this great city for the past 23 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this awesome opportunity to experience your grace and your mercy. We thank you, God, for this opportunity to share as citizens of Woodway how you are moving through the inroads of individuals with passions and minds to serve you. We pray tonight that you would bless this meeting, that you will make it what you will have it to be. And we thank you for each person in this room who come with a set of burdens, sometimes with joys and certainly hopes that you will work things out. We pray for these civil servants that endow the role of leadership of our great city. Thank you for their willingness to serve and their willingness to give their talents and resources to make sure that Woodway is the best city anywhere. Thank you for these citizens who have come, Lord, for the business of this great city, that you would continue to nurture each of us to be servants for our higher calling in you. And we bless your holy name for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reverend. Thank you. Really appreciate it, and we're very grateful for you, sir. Thank you. Okay, at this time, if you're able, please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Council, before we move on to public comment, I want to just recognize that tomorrow is Veterans Day. And I want to recognize any veterans that we have in the audience and as well on council. So if you're a veteran, if you wouldn't mind standing up, please, so we can honor you and Mr. Whitby as well, if we could just honor them. Thank you so much for your service. We're so grateful for you. And I'm just very honored to be celebrating Veterans Day tomorrow and celebrating all the men and women who've served. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you. All right, next item on the agenda is our public comment. This is when the city council invites citizens to address the council on any matter, including items on the agenda, except public hearings that are included. Comments related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. We ask that you please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R87-11. There is a timer on the screen behind you, so you know how much time you have. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, we ask that you please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, we ask that you please state the item before beginning your comments. We appreciate it very much, and the floor is now open for anybody who would like to address council. Yes, sir.
So good evening. My name is Hector Marinas. I'm with Texan Enforcers. I'm a regional urban forester and wildland firefighter. Our office is located at McGregor, but I personally live in Cedar Ridge, North Waco. I'm here to talk about Tree City USA. I know it's not on the agenda, but I'm going to pass out some pamphlets in my card.
Great.
only brought five, so please spare as much as you can between yourselves.
So there's a major problem here in Woodway. You're not recognized across the nation or across the globe of your efforts. The amazing urban canopy that you guys have, I mean, it is called Woodway after all. Why would you not be recognized and celebrated for the efforts that you put in towards your tree care? I mean, me personally, like I said, I do represent about 30-something counties. I frequent the Arboretum so much on my personal time as well as for my work, for work as well. I work very closely with just the conservation education events that are on there, as well as advising and managing that area from time to time. Now, Tree City USA is, I understand that it's USA, but it is an international program, recognition program actually, for cities that are willing to put in the extra effort to take care of their urban canopy. Now, trees, I can go on and on and on about, I don't have enough time, but pretty much what they do besides your general filter, you know, pollutants, contaminates, they give us oxygen, they give us shade, they give us clean water. What that does for us as a community is it keeps our hearts and our lungs healthy. That leads to longer life expectancies, happier population, and then just general community involvement, an increase in community involvement. So in order to become a Tree City USA, there are five standards, and you can review that packet as much as you want. You can contact me and I can give you more information, more than 3 minutes. But standard one is a forestry department or tree board. I understand that a forestry department or a tree board is hard to come by. If you have a parks and rec department that manages your trees, that counts as a tree board. Now, if you want better training, cough, cough, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I offer that. Since we are with the state, it is completely free. Standard two is a public tree care ordinance that just recognizes and determines that the city is responsible for any public tree. The standard number three is a community forestry program with an annual budget of at least $2 per capita. Now, it's not $2 per tree, it's $2 per capita. That is, there's a huge qualified expenses sheet. If you have a city arborist or anybody that does any kind of tree work, their salary goes towards that $2 per capita. Standard four, Arbor Day observance and a proclamation. That is the easiest thing. On that back of the pamphlet, it gives you the example. And standard five would just need a signature from the mayor approving the application process. Now, again, this is an international program, so I'm not here to dictate yes or no that you guys get it. My job is to help hold your hand to become a Tree City USA. Now, the overall benefit would be that we give you more consideration when it comes to urban and community forestry grants. So when you apply for a grant, a Tree City would get more consideration than a city that is not. And you guys are competing with the city of Waco, Robinson, Hewitt, Woodway, all across my 30-something counties for a grant that, as you know, grants are scarce right now. So you are competing with them. If you become a Tree City USA, you are up to par with those major cities. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Tell us your name again, sir.
My name is Hector Marinas. I'm an urban forester and wildland firefighter for Texas A&M.
Okay. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. All right. Anybody else? Okay. There being none, we'll close the public comment at this time. Thank you so much. We are going to jump on to our presentations. This is the quarterly year-end presentation for our finance department regarding general fund revenues and expenses, utility fund revenues and expenses, and tourism fund revenues and expenses through September 30th, 2025. And we've got Brenda Hernandez. Hello.
Good evening. Thank you, Mayor and Council. As mentioned, I'm here tonight to present the quarterly financial performance report for the 12 months ended September 30th, 2025. We'll review comparative numbers as well as some budget to actual comparisons for all the major operating funds. We'll also look at the investment report, debt, and do a capital outlay update. Now, here's my disclaimer that these numbers are unaudited and subject to change. We did keep the books open a little longer than usual. So these are the September 30th numbers as of the end of October. That just gives us time for any invoices that come in that relate to the previous fiscal year. We're able to properly code those to the correct period. So with that getting said, we'll get started with the general fund. This is comparing fiscal year 25 to 24. On the right, you can see the darker green shade is revenues and the lighter green our expenditures. Our revenues came in at $12.1 million and expenditures came in at $11.8 million. This resulted in approximately $304,000 excess of revenues over expenditures. However, we did have $147,000 worth of purchase orders open at year end. So removing those POs, the unaudited surplus at this time is $156,641 for the general fund. So the next slide dives deeper into revenues. For property taxes, we did collect more. The darker shade is the current year. The lighter shade is prior year. We did collect more in property taxes in the current year. This is primarily attributed to an increase in property values added to the rolls, as well as the allocation to the general fund. We allocated more of the M&O rate this year. Sales tax also came in more than last year, to the tune of $264,000, or 5% more than we collected in fiscal year 24. This is a combination of inflation and as well as an increase of local and remote taxpayers. Franchise fees were consistent, coming in slightly less than last year. And then other revenue did come in less for fiscal year 25 compared to 24, but we anticipated this as we took out the school resource officer line item from this bucket. But that was offset slightly by increases elsewhere, such as permits, lease revenue, Woodway Family Center revenue. So overall, total revenue for the general fund was approximately $12.14 million, and the budget was $12.10. So we collected $43,000 more than we budgeted. Expenditures, on the other hand, general government, we did expend more than we did last year, primarily due to one-time expenses that weren't present in the previous year for the general government. Public safety as well did incur $112,000 more expenses in the current year compared to last year. I credit this to Chief doing a lot of work, upgrading dispatch systems, upgrading the sirens, airbags, rifle scopes, a lot of things that weren't present in the previous year, as well as we mentioned in the past that he is fully staffed on the patrol side. I think as of 9:30, we only had two positions open within public safety, and both were related to dispatchers, so we're more staffed this year than we were compared to last year. Community services did come in at $215,000 more than we spent last year. I have a specific slide to go over that, but most of that's due to an increase in repair and maintenance. And then community programs, this is where the Family Center's house, Youth Commission, and the 84 mowing. We did expend more this year compared to last year, which is expected because this is the first full year of 12 months with the new facility. So expenditures totaled $11.84 million, which is approximately $260,000 less than the budget of $12.10 million. So this is attributed to conservative spending and then the vacancies within the fund throughout the year. So these next slides will address a few departments that did go over budget. One of them being my department, finance, went 0.5% over budget, which translates to approximately $3,000, which is due to salary and benefits exceeding projections. Streets went 2.5% over budget, which equates to $16,000. This is due to an increase in emergency repairs. If y'all remember the Estates Bridge repair that came towards the end of the year, that was a unaccounted for $55,000 emergency repair that came out of the streets budget. Inspections was 1.8% over budget, which is approximately $9,300. This was due to the retirement of a tenured employee that would not be named, that was here for 18 years, and when upon his retirement, we had to pay out his vacation. So that was unbudgeted, and that's what caused inspections to go over. And then public buildings went over approximately $27,000, and this is due to an increase in utilities. We saw an uptick in water, communications, and then as well as emergency repairs for public buildings, replacing some HVAC systems. So despite these four departments going over budget within their general fund, in aggregate, it did not go over budget. It was actually 2% under budget, which translates to $260,000. Any questions regarding general fund?
Very good.
Okay, I'll move on to utility. So the right side of the current year, as you can see, we're making an improvement. These are getting closer. There was a big separation last year, as you all recall, that large deficit we had. But revenue came in at $7.8 million for water and sewer charges, and expenses totaled $7.9. So this resulted in a deficit of $82,915. And we'll dig in to the specific revenues and expenses. For water charges, We did see that revenue go up approximately $500,000. This is attributed to, one, we increased rates effective October 1st, 2025, excuse me, 2024. And then we also had an increase in gallons sold. And so historically, in warmer temperatures, in drier seasons, we do see an increase in consumption, which translated to an increase in water charges. Sewer charges were similar. We did see an increase, about $58,000 of revenue associated with more sewer customers, and then those base rates that went up in effective October last year. And then other income was down $171,000, but that is insurance proceeds, interest income, and miscellaneous. We didn't have as many repairs, so we had less insurance claims. So that's where you could see that decrease. Expenses, we expended less. We didn't have as much repair and maintenance, which also led to less water being purchased from the city of Waco. So you can see that went down about $345,000. Similarly, sewer service charges decreased. This is main cost to here is salaries, but where we saw the savings was less sewage treatment costs. To give you a number, last year we paid $865,000 for sewer treatment costs, and this year we paid $645,000. And that gets paid directly to the city of Waco. And then customer service went up slightly, or not slightly, $72,000, but that correlates with their increase in budget. So overall, utility fund expenses were $7.9 million, which is approximately $119,000 less than budget. Next slide shows the one overage, which is the water department, was 3.1% over budget, which translates to $122,000. And this is due to an increase in utilities such as electricity and then the water that we purchased for the city of Waco. I added a graph here to just show you that last year was the exception where we ended up spending $2.68 million in purchases from the city of Waco. So it's trending downward. I had made that budget at $2.1 million, which is consistent to the pre-2024 purchase amount, but it still came over. So for fiscal year 26, I increased that budget to capture any of the gallons that we purchased from Waco. This is the utility fund income statement. It's found on page 13 of your financial report. It breaks down the utility fund between water operations and sewer operations. And so we allocate the debt, we allocate customer service. And historically, the water system has been self-sufficient and has made up for any losses in sewer. So water came in at a $740,625 increase in net position, driven by higher water sales and lower expenses. However, the sewer system came in at an $823,540 decrease, resulting in a net $82,915 decrease in net position. So please note, this water sewer fund was self-supporting the first three quarters that I presented to y'all. And Mitch and the city manager and I, we're monitoring this on a monthly basis. We report to y'all quarterly, but the guys with the boots on the ground are looking at this every day. So despite that it is $83,000 at 9/30, last year, all four quarters, it was operating at a deficit. So we're trending in the right direction. And if you look at last year's deficit, nearly $1 million, we're getting closer to zero, which is where we want to be. And as you recall, last year we did increase rates at the beginning of the fiscal year, and we did budget for a water sewer rate study, which is ongoing, and we are hoping to wrap that up by the end of the year to get something to y'all early 2026 to help combat this deficit going forward. Sanitation fund, total revenues came in at 1.77, and expenditures came in at 1.98. This resulted in a $209,871 deficit. Now, part of these expenditures is a $300,000 transfer to the general fund, so we remove that for next year, especially with Frontier rates anticipating an increase with the landfill closing. Next is the Carlene Bright Pavilion Fund comparison. Revenue came in at $113,000, and expenditures came in at about $1 million. This resulted in a $188,863 deficit. Primarily attributed to rental revenue coming in below projection due to the closures in March and August for ongoing construction over there, as well as an increase in city events. We looked at the expense side of this, and if you compare the Carlene Bright Arboretum to the Pavilion, yes, the Pavilion went in over budget, but the Arboretum came in under, so the net excess was 1.68%, or $16,600, mainly due to the fact that we had a purchase order open at 9/30/24 that we didn't pay till 2025, and then there was an increase in salary and benefit projections, as well as utility costs for water, electricity. So in order to combat this in the future, we've done a few things. One is we increased the insurance budget to ensure all employees were captured, so that would help with the benefit side of it. Decreased splash pad hours, that will hopefully decrease the amount of water used and the wear and tear on the splash pad. We reopened Whitehall to rentals, and then, as y'all recall, during the budget season, we approved a budget that includes a transfer from the general fund to the Carlene Bright Pavilion so that it could balance. Yep. Next is tourism. This one's a bit different because it doesn't separate it by fiscal year. It separates it by revenues and expenditures, just to show you the difference in revenue last year compared to this year. And this isn't news. We've been talking about this for four quarters that we have seen We have seen a decrease in hotel occupancy tax due to an increase in non-taxable long-term stays, as well as just an increase in competition in the greater Waco area. Expenditures did go up as budgeted and planned because of the increase in operations for the Carlene Bright Arboretum and the Pavilion. But staff are actively working on partnerships to boost hotel and motel occupancy tax within the city limits. Additionally, the 2011 Certificate of Obligation associated with this fund matured in August 2025, freeing up resources to allocate to advertising and promotions and fund the Carlene Bright Arboretum and Visitor Center. Next is our investment report. These next two slides will show what our portfolio looks like at 9/30. You can see the breakdown of the $11.85 million we have invested at 9/30. 1.74 of that being in certificates of obligation, or certificates of deposits. And we have 1.5 in CDRS at American Bank. And then the rest is invested in local government investment pools. And we did quite a bit this past year, This investment report excludes the money market account that has $8.6 million. But the next slide includes it. So I know it gets kind of confusing, but the next slide includes the money market account, which accounts for 43% of our portfolio. But the city manager and I, as the investment officers, in anticipation of the Federal Reserve cutting rates, we changed our investment makeup. When you look at 9/30/24, we had four different investments. Compared to 9/30/25, we have six. So if y'all recall, back in December, we opened an account with Logic, and we invested the long-term capital projects fund balance. We moved that from the money market account to Logic. Back over there, it was earning about 4%, and Logic is earning about 4.5% on average this last year. We also invested a $240,000 CD at TFMB, and then we withdrew 1.5 from the tech investment pool and invested it into CDRS, which was allowed us to stack the investments with various maturity dates and interest rates. So what happened with the Fed? The Fed ended up cutting one basis point last year, and so far in 2025, they've cut 0.5, with talks that in December they might possibly cut again. We'll see, but this is something that the city manager and I are monitoring. We even had something matured this week that we were talking about today, what the interest rates would be. Next is outstanding debt. It's just to show you we did pay off that 2011 certificate of obligation, and the next one to mature is a sewer bond that's going to mature in 2027, so that'll free up some resources in the water sewer fund. And these next few slides reflect capital outlay updates. So during fiscal year 25, we were blessed to do quite a bit when it comes to equipment and projects. We replaced three patrol vehicles and one admin vehicle for PD. We replaced five utility trucks. Here's a few pictures of those. And then in addition to the micro surfacing, we redid the parking lot at the Pavilion, and more than I can include on this one slide, but there's a full list of capital outlay completed on the last page of your financial report. Next shows the capital outlay that is current. At 9/30, we have six projects in progress. Some of those are in engineering, some of those are actively being worked on, and then there are a few projects that are being carried forward to other fiscal years as we continue to add resources to those project accounts. And then there's my team. Sorry, Don, I went a little over.
Amazing. did I see the sewer line project was moved up? It said January 25. Was that what?
26.
Was that the last?
26.
Or January 26?
Yeah,
okay.
That's the last I heard.
Oh.
I confirm with Mitch.
Oh, okay. I thought it was later than that.
What is the probability of it being completed in January?
I know the contractor schedules, current schedule we're following is into January is the current schedule. That's what STV came in with their extension as well. So.
Okay. I think that's a fair question, Mitch, with all how many times they've missed it.
It's a great question.
Yeah. Do you think, what's your gut tell you? I'm with her.
I would not put money down on it. That's what I'll say. I don't have, I'm with you. I've had a lot of
disappointment.
A lot of schedules given to me that they have not met.
Sure.
And so their track record would not give me confidence.
So I think at one time, didn't we talk about March or April?
That's what I was remembering.
Yeah, that's what I was remembering too. We're talking about March or April.
That's why I wanted to ask, because I saw it January.
Yes, sir. And I just write what's official. So I got it from Mitch.
That's why. Yeah, we're putting Mitch on the spot.
Just a question. I mean,
what I've been kind of coached from our counselor here is that, you know, I can't tell you what I think they're going to do. I can just go for what they think they can do.
Fair enough.
That's a great answer, Mitch. Thank you.
All right.
Any questions for me?
Any questions for Brenda before we let her go?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Brenda. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
A lot of good information in that presentation. Okay, we're moving on to item number 5. That's the city manager's report. I'll pass it over to Mr. Manager. You have the choice. You can do it now, or you can do it for the next one.
Thank you, Mayor. I only have one little item, so I'll hold it to the next one.
All right. Moving on to council reports. Council, you can say it now, or? Don't have anything? Okay.
I don't.
Nothing?
I'll save it.
You'll save it. Okay, great. I like that. Okay, we'll save it for meeting number 2. So item number 7 is adjournment of the first meeting. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. We are adjourned for meeting number 1 at 5:58. All right. Anybody need a bio break or anything? Move right on?
I'm good.
Okay.
Good.
Everybody, we're going into the second meeting tonight, and I'm going to open the meeting at 5:59 p.m. Okay, before I move into another opportunity for public comment, I do want to recognize two individuals who I completely forgot to recognize. I have two students of mine from Baylor who are here. So, ladies, if you just want to stand up and say hello and why you're here.
Yeah, hey y'all, my name's Audrey Hughes. I'm a student at Baylor. I'm currently getting my master's in accounting, so I was just here because I was kind of interested. Loved the presentation you gave for all the financial statements. We're currently learning in my class about governmental accounting, so it's just super cool to see that in action. I'm Lauren Mavericks. I'm a communication major, criminal justice minor, so just more on the criminal side of it, which is slightly other than that.
How convenient.
About what a city does on the governmental side and what that looks like on the day-to-day. So it's super cool to be here. Thanks for having us.
Amazing. Thank you guys for being here. We really appreciate it. And I'm so glad we had two meetings tonight where I could go and confirm that you were, in fact, my students. So thank you for being here. Great to have you. If you have questions at the end, just come and ask. Happy to answer anything you have. All righty. First item is public comment. So I want to once again invite any citizens or guests to address the council on any matter, including items on the agenda, except public hearings. We have separate hearings for those, separate comments for those later. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R87-11. Council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, please state your name and address, and if speaking on a specific agenda item, please state the item before beginning your comments. Thank you so much for your understanding and cooperation. The floor is now open for any guests who'd like to address council. All right, there being none, I will move on to close the public comment and move on to our public hearings. Item 2A is public hearing on a request for a renewal of a special use permit at 8803 Woodway Drive, Woodway, Texas, from KWKT-TV Nexstar Media, an operation of communication tower and satellite dish. I'll open the public hearing at 6:02. Is there anybody here to speak in favor of this item? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm Mike Lee. I'm the Vice President and General Manager of KWKT, better known as Fox 44. Just want to reiterate that we definitely need to renew our special use permit. The small tower we have in our parking lot is used to relay the signal from our studio. One signal goes out to Moody, which covers the Waco Temple Killeen area. Another signal goes to a relay that makes its way over to Bryan College Station for our KYLA transmitter that also provides free over-the-air television for those folks. So those, it's very essential that we have that, or we can't get the signal out of Woodway Drive. The second part of that is the satellite dishes that we have. Those are used for various programming, usually live programming, such as the Fox Network and other special shows that we might add. So both are very integral to our operation, and we would request renewal of that special use permit. I'd be happy to take any questions, should there be any.
All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Lee, thank you so much. We may have some questions for you in a minute, but really appreciate your comments. Okay, anybody else? Anybody to speak against this request? Okay, there being none, I will close the public hearing at 6:03 p.m. Item 2B is discussion and consider action on the request for renewal of a special use permit at 8803 Woodway Drive, Woodway, Texas, from KWKT-TV, Nexstar Media, operation of communication tower and satellite dish. Can I get a motion to discuss, please?
So moved.
I'll make a motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, any further comments on 2B?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Other than Mr. Lee, and thank you for coming out, sir, to talk with us. Other than what that gentleman already put forward, it's a very brief background. They've had this since 1987, and additionally, in 2004, some dish equipment was additionally permitted. As he stated, and as some of you know, the maximum allotted time is 5 years, and then it has to renew. And as of the time of this compilation, we don't have any written or verbal complaints about their use.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Manager.
Yes, sir.
All right. No issues from city staff. Council, do you have any discussion or any questions for Mr. Lee?
No. Glad to have you here.
Okay. Good. Wonderful. Well, it sounds like we can move forward with a motion then on renewing this special use permit.
I move that we renew this special use permit.
A second.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. Thank you, Councilwoman Gilman. It's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Mr. Russell, is there a vote? That's an aye. Okay, very good. All right, anybody opposed, please say nay. All right, looks like the ayes have it, and the motion passes unanimously for the renewal of the special use permit. Thank you, Council. Thank you, Mr. Lee. Have a good night. Okay, moving on. The next item here is the consent agenda. Council, you have the consent agenda in front of you. Items 3A, B, C, D, and E are all on there. Before we move to approve, does anybody have an item that they'd like removed for separate discussion? Okay, I don't hear anybody, so very good. We'll move on to item number 4, which is discussion and consider action on the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to discuss?
Move to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded, thank you. Council, there being nobody wanting to take anything off, I will entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Thank you, Councilman. Thank you, Councilwoman. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay.
Aye.
Got it. Thank you. All right. Anybody opposed? Say nay. No opposition. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. All right, City Manager Report, item number 5. Looking for any briefings or updates, sir.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I will be brief. Last week, staff got together and we put on a veterans breakfast, which was completely full. It was very well attended. Everybody had a great time. They complimented the food, the staff, the honor guard, everything that everybody did to come together and put this together for these veterans. They really showed their appreciation. There was handwritten cards that was delivered to each of them, presented to them, and the ones we had left over went to the VFW, is that correct, Keisha?
VA.
So that was a good shining moment for us. So I appreciate all the work everybody put into it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. It was a beautiful, beautiful event. Thank you, staff, for putting that on. Okay. Is that all, Mr. Manager?
That's it, sir.
All right. Moving on to City Council reports.
I think we will not have a meeting of the PNC tomorrow night.
No meeting tomorrow night? All right. Great. Dave, you don't have anything?
The Youth Commission met this past Thursday, good attendance, and had a very full agenda with things that they're planning the upcoming months, including Bound for the Brave in February. But before that, we'll have the Woodway Christmas, and they also discussed the Halloween event. So they've got a lot happening. So, good group.
Very good. Yes, sir. Thank you, Ken. Thanks for serving on there, too. Really appreciate it. Councilman Whitby, I don't know if this is for you or for Mr. Manager, but you know, it gets darker earlier now, so my walks at Polk Park, I get to see the lights turn on, you know, when you walk at Polk Park on our walking track, and I just noticed that two of them aren't working, so okay. I don't know if you want to take that on or you got it? Okay. Thank you. I don't want to go over his head. You know, I don't want to go over
no, that's great.
Our liaison for
not
parks.
There's
just two that were not working correctly, so I wanted to make you aware of that.
Address that.
Wonderful. Awesome. Well, we are up for adjournment then. Item number 7 is consider action on adjournment, so I will take a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
I second it.
Moved and seconded. All right. We are adjourned at 6:09 p.m. Thank you, Council, very much.